It is working, 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 it is working.
Vanya!
Mike!
We're here, we're talking. Who knows when this will come out, but we're talking.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking, we're here.
We have lots to talk about, but mostly we're going to talk about we got to spend a week together.
That's the truth.
And you did some traveling, and you bravely flew in and out of Newark.
I sure did, and it was great.
And everything went fine. You didn't have any issues, did you?
We didn't have any issues. I mean, I was definitely worried because, you know, if you're listening to this years from now, it's the government shutdown. Also, yes. You know, famously, Newark is known for being low on air traffic control people.
Yes.
Uh-huh. But it was the actual airport is, compared to JFK, is a goddamn delight. It really is. Oh, it's, yeah. I mean, we were in the JetBlue area, but like everything's nice and new and cute. And there's lots of like shops. There's even gelato because my kids, we'll talk about that. We had a lot of gelato. And I said no on the last night after we saw you. And they were like, it's our last night. And I was like, no. So luckily the next day they were able to get their gelato. I mean, they had so much gelato in specific, which is delicious, but you know, I'm like, that's vacation, guys, not real life.
Yeah, it is everywhere in New York. Like, gelato is the new cupcake.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, I didn't know that, but it makes sense. And also, like, it's so weird, and like, I'm not being judgy, but it's just like it takes you aback seeing all these adults just licking on cones or whatever. It's just all over the place. All over the fucking place. I'm like, why are there so many adults eating ice cream right now? It's okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of that. We, so talk about it. So you flew into New Jersey. Yes. And then you spent your first night in New Jersey.
We did. Our mutual delightful friend and one of my closest little buddies since college, my friend Daniel. Hi, Daniel. I love you so much. They moved to Maplewood, which is such a cute area. Mike, the next time I come back, I'll probably stay with Daniel and you'll have to just come because it's like so easy to get to. You just take the PATH train or whatever train. I forget about Jersey. You know, when I lived there, I really kind of, none of us lived in Jersey. We all lived in Brooklyn, or, you know, us, my family, we moved to Queens, which was just on the tippy tip of Brooklyn. Anyways, it is lovely. Who knew? It's maybe a good thing I didn't know about Jersey because we probably would have moved there. Although, you know, whatever. It's good to be. I'm just saying, I really spent the week there in New York. So the first day, yeah, we got to, and Daniel got me a cake, and because it was my birthday, so I got a little blowing out the candle situation, which I hadn't had, which I was touched by, and their beds are really comfortable. I mean, those are the things you think about when you get older. My pillows throughout the whole week were great, and then we went into the city, stayed. It worked out really great. One of my husband's really close friends, they were out of town, and so we took care of their cat. Which, oh my god, this cat!
Oh my gosh,
you guys! I've always been a dog person because growing up, my brother was extremely allergic. My best friend Mike is very allergic. My husband is very allergic. My Amelia, my daughter, is very, so we've just never, cats have never been in my thought process, whatever. But because my husband's been back to see his friend multiple times and has been around this cat and has had no problems, so we're like, we're gonna risk it. I mean, then we don't have to get a hotel and we actually get to pretend we live here for a week.
Right.
It's a leopard cat. Nope, it's not a leopard cat. It's a Bengal cat. Is that right?
Okay.
I think.
I don't know, because it is one of those cats that looks like a leopard.
It looked like a leopard. But it's,
but I don't, I think, know what it, I don't know what it's actually called.
Bengal, I believe. And this cat, her personality, oh, she's so funny and cute. Almost like a dog. Like, she was fetching. She was adorable. Like, she definitely didn't want to be manhandled by my son.
Right.
But he did. Yeah. He picked her up a couple times. It was only the last day where he really tried and she kind of scratched him or hurt my daughter. I don't know. But otherwise, you just can't. It's not like a dog. You can't, like, smother a cat. They just will not have that, which I understand. But anyway, so that was a joy. And we stayed in the West Village, which was great. And Mike, you joined us. We walked along the water. Tell us about the water, because it was like, the new piers are like, if you go and you haven't been to New York, you have to walk this like boardwalky.
You really can spend an entire day along the water. And, you know, we always had other things to do. So we never, I didn't actually show you all that I wanted to show you along the river, but you can literally, yeah. So you were staying in the West Village. It was a great location where you were, and actually really close to where I worked, which is why I was able to kind of like walk over and see you guys even when I was working. But yeah, along the water, sort of there's like the beach is what I call it. Yeah. I don't know if there's a better name for it, but it's just below 14th Street. And they've sort of built this, we talked about it years ago before it existed, because I was talking about, I think it was like a random thing that I was saying, that you would eventually be able to walk on 13th Avenue for a little bit. And it's not really there, but it juts out to where there used to be a 13th Avenue for a very short amount of time back when the West End Highway, which is not called that anymore, but it was 12th Avenue. And there's like a big playing field, but there's like a beach. Like they've sort of built, there's like a big sandy expanse, and you can kind of, you're not supposed to go in the water, but you can walk down sort of near the water. And we sort of walked around that. And then right above that is where Little Island is, which is the thing that,
so cool,
you know, Diane von Furstenberg and her husband built. And it's beautiful. Amazing. I didn't get to stay with you for very long. I don't know how long you stayed on there, but there's lots of little places to explore.
Yeah, I would recommend that. It's such a nice getaway from the city. What a wonderful gift from Diane von Furstenberg. Because it's something that maybe the city, I don't know, it's cool. You essentially feel like you're doing a little hike, and it's all green and gorgeous, and it's amazing. We did. And we walked around a bunch. The kids, of course, were hungry, so we went and found some fucking gelato, but
sure. And there's a little place there to like think get snacks and drinks. I've never actually done anything there. And like there's a place where you can see, there's a small amphitheater where they do shows, which I've never, you know, I'd love to go see something there at some point.
Great. Yeah.
And it kind of like looks out to New Jersey. So it's there like when the sun is going down. I'm sure it's like a beautiful space to like see someone perform. But yeah, it's really cool. I think you guys ended up going to Chelsea Market.
We went up to the next pier where they have all the food. It reminds me of Vancouver, where like on Granville Island, they have like a big warehouse. What are they called? Like a big old inside. They have a bunch of different restaurants. And so it's the same situation there. And we ate delicious food there. It was so good. I really recommend that. Like, it was really peaceful, and it was like you could put your computer there and write. There's like little places to sit. It was great.
Yeah, I think that's like
and
Pier
City Winery
57.
Is right there. Yes,
City Winery is there. I've talked about this also on the podcast before, because I don't know if you had time to, but you can also go up on top. There's like a park on top that facility. Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, it's a really cool place to hang out. I've never eaten there, but you can, City Winery, and there's like a food court, and yeah, it's very, very cool. There's just so much they've done along the water. You know, I think about when I moved to New York, it was all kind of just run down, and we were showing the kids that you can still see where the old piers were, where the kind of like the little poster sticking up, but they've taken so many of them and made these really beautiful things. We walked by, but didn't get to explore really also Pier 97, I think it's called, which is another brand new one, where I told you there's like a big slide at the end of it.
Oh my God.
That, you know, next time we'll take the kids.
My kids weren't with me, us when that, but that, I would be actually scared. I'm like, you're going to get stuck. It's like a really long tube slide. It looked so fun. Another note, the kids went to so many parks. We went to parks all along that water, every borough, and we hit everything. We even went to Red Hook, and they played in a park there, and they made friends. I mean, that's the cute thing about kids. They can make friends. We played in Union Square at a park where my kids almost got in fistfights with some eighth graders, because these kids were like bullying some. They told you about this, right?
I didn't. Oh, no, I didn't really hear about it.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, because I think it was the day we were coming to see you. It was at work. And so some older kid, I don't know, they were bullying this kid. Like, there was a girl and a guy bullying this kid. She threw like glitter in his hair, and this boy like took his shoe and threw it in the tree. And Amelia, you know, all they learn is like to like say something when you see something. And so they came, because I actually was like going to do, I'm like, I'm going to go walk around. And Adam's like, my husband's like, yeah, I'll just sit with them and they can play and blah, blah, blah. So I'm walking around at the time, and they came up to Adam and they're like, someone's being bullied, blah, blah, blah. And there's a security guard in this one, because it's a busy, busy playground. So their dad got the security guard, and he had to get the shoe out of the tree. I mean, it was like classic bullying 101. I'm like, because nobody's watching these kids, these older kids who are getting out of like middle school and stuff, little shits.
Sure.
But both Amelia and Calvin were ready to fight somebody. I was like, okay, guys, let's not do that in New York City. But otherwise, they made like friends with kids who they were like sad after they played. Like in Red Hook, they played for what, 40 minutes maybe? And they were like,
it was
sad
a good amount
when
of time.
Kids would... Yeah, it was cute. It was
yeah.
great.
Yeah, we had a really fun day. We went to Governor's Island, which that I had never gone to before.
Was
it was on my list of things to do.
Oh,
yeah, it's really beautiful. And we all got bikes and kind of like biked around the island. And then the second time around kind of like stopped and saw things and went down. I actually went down the slide there.
Yes, you did. I went down the slide too. I tried to be cool and I tried to go fast and I was like, oh shit. I really recommend Governor's Island. I think that was one of my favorite days. I mean, it might be my favorite day because it was in the middle where we had been doing a lot of busy things and it was really so peaceful out there. The weather was so nice, not too hot, a little tiny bit chilly, but like, clear skies. I love riding bikes so much. And it's like my kids were happy because they were getting exercise and we ate some tacos and we got to ride the ferries, which were amazing.
Yeah.
The kids love that.
Yeah, it was very fun. Yeah, the tacos were great. I will say that like you could sort of tell that if you're there during like the summer weekend, time is like popping probably.
Yes.
And whereas we were kind of like the only people at the restaurant when we ate outside, but it was really cute outside. And I was surprised, the food was really good. It was that thing where like, I was like, yay, tacos. And then of course was like, oh, wait, this might not be. And it was delicious. Yeah.
It was totally good. It was totally fine.
And then, yeah, took the ferry. And it was funny because we wanted to go from Governor's Island to Red Hook. And like, if you know, like look at a map, you could swim there in like five minutes. You would never swim there. But like,
seriously,
it's right across the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but we had to take the ferry back to Manhattan and then switch ferries. And
at Wall Street.
Five other ferries came and went in the time that I was like, where is ours? And then ours finally came. And
I know.
All that I know of Red Hook is that's where the IKEA is, because I've been to that IKEA before. I had no used to drive to whatever that supermarket is there.
Oh, it's not Ferry anymore. It's called Food Something. But yeah, it's a cool supermarket. It's like a large one because in New York, there's no big, you know, grocery stores. So I loved it because it gives me comfort to walk around a grocery store, a big one. And so I would go there. I would take my little one and I put her in the cart and we'd walk around. It was my favorite. And also we used to live in Carroll Gardens and you could walk from Carroll Gardens to Red Hook.
That makes sense. And I remember doing that at one point. But it's so funny because I walked by that grocery store because I kind of like left you guys in the playground to go listen to my podcast and walk around. I got lost in IKEA, like literally like went to IKEA because I was going to use the restroom there. And then I was like, oh, I'll just walk. I'll look at the couches or whatever. And then I could not find my way out. I was like, how on earth do you get out of
it
this?
Is designed
did not know that you can't
that way.
Exit the way. Yeah, it totally is that you have to like walk through. At one point I was like, I've seen these champagne flutes like four times. Like I have walked by this so many times because I was trying to go back out the way I came in, which apparently is not a thing at IKEA. Like you have to like see the only way out is through, as Alanis Morissette would say. So yeah, but also walking by that grocery store being like, I had no concept that this is on the water. Like it was right next to the water. And
That's
I had no
funny.
Idea in all the times that we'd gone there. Also like walking by all the old warehouses where I'm like, well, these are going to be overpriced condos any day now.
Probably. Yeah.
And had a great meal at your friend's place.
Oh my God.
Pit, is that what it's called?
Pits, yeah. I think that was my favorite meal. I mean, it was so good. Oh my gosh. If anyone goes to New York, guys, you have to go to Red Hook. You have to go to Pits. And you have to have the pancake souffle for dessert, which unfortunately Mike couldn't have. But I don't think I'll ever not stop thinking about that. Like, it is as good as, or an orgasm. Like it, and I do not say that lightly. It is so good. Mike, you should have, I was like, you should just try this and deal with the consequence.
Take a chance. Yeah. Take a chance. And you know what? Here's the thing that I'm going to say. You are not a dessert person.
I am not at all. It was so fucking good. It was like, I just wanted to roll around in it. It was amazing. But all the other food was still, I mean, just, we ate so much good, rich food. I was definitely ready to be home and just not eat, like to only have like very small amounts of food. No, it was so good. And so please make it out to Red Hook to do that. And then what else did we do?
We had a nice evening together that we got to go and like we got some. That was when we kind of walked to the water and walked and sat for a minute and then like went and got like a piece of pizza at the place that has both gluten-free and non-gluten-free. And you had that crazy looking buffalo chicken pizza that I just kept picking the chicken off of because it looked so good.
It was really good. It was so huge. Like it tasted good. So I want to keep eating it. But I was like, Vanya, just stop. You're going to hurt
yourself.
It was
giant. It was insanely large. It was so big. And then we got to go see Hades Town, which thank you to Annabelle for hooking us up with standing room. And we stood for the first act, and then we actually got to find seats for the second act, which was kind of nice to sit down at that
point. I loved the, you know, the guy who was like handing out the playbills, and he was like, hey, listen. He was such a New Yorker. He's like, here's the deal. Here's the deal. If you notice there's open seats, you can have them. But wait, but you got to wait until intermission. And after, you know, just wait. He was very cute. And I was like, thank you. Because there wasn't a lot of standing room. It must be like invite only or something. Thank you,
Annabelle. I think that it's a thing where they only do standing room if the show is completely sold out.
Oh.
I think that that's kind of a rule. So that's kind of partly why there wasn't anyone else standing, but also why we were able to. And I think we found like the two seats that were available. Because it was also the thing of like, you know, wait, but we have to wait for the lights up to come up at intermission. Don't rush when the lights go down, because the lights are down for a long time. And people are going to rush out and you'll cause a. Yeah, it was really funny.
Such a great show. I actually was listening to the soundtrack this morning because it's so good.
Yeah, it's a beautiful show. I was glad we got to see it. And then you finally got to meet, now I'm gonna say, our friend Jesse.
Oh, I love you, Jesse. Oh, and we went to his restaurant, which was awesome as well. I would have, next time I go, I'm gonna set and do like a real meal there. But it is in, so Jesse, by the way, went to Governor's Island with us. He's so fun, and my kids like loved him. He's just the best. So I'm very grateful, and it makes sense why you like him. He's a very good person.
Yeah, he's a fun person. He's also very good with children. So like, I knew that would be like a fun thing for like for all of us to be together.
Yeah.
And yeah, going to his restaurant that used to be a 24-hour diner named Manatus.
That's right.
That
and we
called?
Used to live right by there, and we would go.
You're right.
I mean, that was in the heyday of us going out. Like that was the days we would go out to the clubs and come back and we'd get food. I mean, it's weird because. Yeah, it's the same, but it's really different in there. And, you know, even when I was there in like 2004 and, you know, like we were going to Manatus, I was like, this place is not going to last for long.
Yeah, it's a place that I think of, like, I can't really picture what it looked like because I was certainly only ever there when I was, you know, a little bit tipsy.
Yeah.
But it was one of those places where like Patrick and I used to go and he would order the chicken fingers and fries and the cheeseburger and fries. And I knew what bodega nearby had the good ranch dressing.
Funny.
It was like that kind of 3 a.m. spot. So I can't really picture, like, I can kind of see what it looked like, but I think it's in your mind clear because you went more.
Yeah, I definitely. And we would eat there, not like we would get takeout a lot. Yeah, because they had a really good chicken Caesar wrap. No, it was cool. It was just fun to be back. But I remember that neighborhood, like, we only lived in the West Village for like 6 months. We were like living with another person. It was insane. That apartment was like the shittiest apartment we've ever lived in. And also, we walked the kids by there and their kids were like, can we go inside? I'm like, well, no, we cannot. But also, it was like the tiniest. It was a studio made into a 2-bedroom. So
yeah, it was tiny.
1 bedroom was like cut into 2. So it was Adam and I in one and our friend in the other. And then the kitchen, like there was no seating area. It was just like a kitcheny area. And then to go into, we probably told you this before, but to go in the bathroom, you had to go up the stairs. And then as you were going up the stairs, you had to like turn around and sit down because it was a short, even if you were a dude, you couldn't stand up to pee. You had to sit down. And then to get in the shower, you open the shower door and then you walk it's basically like a 3-foot drop. It was so stupid. But we made it.
But my parents got to see it. Like, I remember taking my parents to see that apartment back in the day.
That's right. I'm like,
and like
look at
crouching around and eating whatever desserts we had gotten at the pastry shop across the street. Did you guys get to go and see your old place in Ridgewood? Because you spent an evening in Ridgewood, right?
Yes, we did. We walked by that one. Ridgewood, we went to an awesome restaurant called Rolo's, which I recommend. It was great. The neighborhood, the kids got to play at that park. The park is all jazzed up and new. And because that's where Amelia was a baby for a couple of years, you know, and I made all my mom friends there, which was, you know, I didn't get to see anybody because we were such a blazing crazy trip. But yes, we walked by the old apartment and it's like just everything is pretty new there. I mean, what were the people saying? People were saying like Ridgewood is now like Greenpoint. Greenpoint's like Williamsburg. Williamsburg's like Soho, and Soho's like get me the fuck out of Times Square.
Yeah, it kind of is. That's funny. That's a good comparison.
That's what people kept telling me. I'm like, well, I see it. I see it now. And I got to see my sister-in-law. She's so delightful and lovely. And yeah, it was just a great trip. It was so fun. It was great to see you. Great to see you like on multiple days. And I was really, oh, and we walked around Central Park. We did the Natural History Museum. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Museum. We saw Belvedere Castle. Yeah. Ran into my friend Ben, who was frantically texting or something as he was speed walking to work, who made him stop and talk to us for a minute.
I screamed, I go, Ben Cherry, hi. It's just funny when you see somebody you haven't seen in so long, and it wasn't on purpose. Right. But
and
I
just randomly, like we hadn't planned it. Like we were literally just walking to the park, and there he was.
Every time in New York, though, that happens. You just see people around. I randomly saw, we went to Balthazar the first day for lunch, which was, you know, Soho crazy. But we saw our friend Larry Fessenden there, which was great. He lives in the neighborhood, but I was just like, oh my God, it's just fun to see people you know. And then I went to the old bar I used to work at, and I saw Brian, who's the best, sweetest guy, bartender. He bartends on Monday and Tuesday nights at Tom and Jerry's if you guys are in the city. And then I took a picture of the bathroom where my water broke, you know. It's a different bar though. It's like, it's such a, I mean, it's a scene now. There was like a line. We tried to get in there. My friend Chris Gogg, who used to work with me, they came into the city from, they live upstate, which was so sweet. We had a great time, but we were gonna go to the bar, but it was a bunch of like sort of college and Wall Street douches in there anyway, so we didn't go. Adam and I went on a Monday night, which was the best. It was great. We saw people I know. You know, it's just, it's such a fun, it makes me feel like energized because it reminds me of being younger, and it's a fun place to be. There's so much happening. It was definitely vacation New York, you know, because we did a lot of things that we were never able to do because it was such a grind when we were living there, especially towards the end when Amelia was born and I was commuting every day into... Because I was a mad woman, you know, at the time.
Right. It was a very, very, it was a very fun week. And I'm glad that you got to kind of like do the touristy stuff. I was trying to think of the other like tourist. Oh, you went to the museum with the kids. Because I think about the fact that I have another friend, Teresa, who was visiting. And she was here with her husband and their daughter. And they went to the museum. And I asked them if they got to see the squid and the whale, which they did. Because you guys went, it was closed. And Calvin was very displeased.
It was closed to a private event. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, this is not fair. This museum is for the people. I'm the people. I was like, I mean, he was incensed. Meanwhile, we had seen so many amazing things in there. And he just couldn't let it go. I mean, that's my son for you. Just couldn't let the one thing go. Yeah. Telling Mike as soon as he saw him. We couldn't see. And then it was closed and it's a museum. It should be open.
It's for
to
everybody.
The
it's not just for some people. It's for all the people.
Yeah. That's what he said. He's so funny.
Fair is fair.
He's not wrong, but I get it. I'm like, honey, they probably paid a lot to have a private event in there. And
probably.
Yeah.
Well, that was, I guess that was kind of the week. And now you're back to real life and back to work, and which is why it took us a while to figure out this recording thing. And then the fact is, like, I actually have to get ready for work soon-ish. But if you don't mind, I've been on a bit of a tear with movies, and I kind of wanted to talk about a couple of them, if you don't mind.
I haven't seen anything.
I saw 4 movies in 4 days. I really went for it. I went to Lincoln Center AMC day after day after day after day. And I, you know, I saw some stuff that I don't really need to talk about. But I wanted to talk about 2 films quickly that I think are going to be very divisive, and I sort of want to speak up for them.
Okay.
So one of them was a film that I'd actually already seen. I'm not sure if I talked about it because technically I was not allowed to say that I had seen it. But I got to, several months ago, I got to go to a screening of a rough cut of the movie musical Kiss of the Spider Woman.
Oh, no, you didn't say.
Jennifer Lopez. Yeah, I think I wasn't allowed to talk about it. I guess I'm hopefully allowed to say it now. But I saw it in an earlier version. I can't say that I know a lot of changes that were made. So here's the thing. Kiss of the Spider Woman, a Candorin Ebb musical that had a rough out-of-town tryout and then opened on Broadway and ended up winning the Tony Award for Best Musical. It won in several other categories as well, including for Cheetah Rivera for playing the lead female role, which in this is going to be considered a supporting role, apparently, with Jennifer Lopez playing it, which I get. It makes sense. It's not really her story. So I'm going to say that I've never read the book and I never saw the film in which William Hurt won an Academy Award. I only know the cast recording, the Vanessa Williams cast recording of the musical. And I very much enjoy it. I have issues with certain aspects of it, but I understand that, like, you know, that was the story as we told it at the time. And I was very curious to see how this movie would be. And I'm going to not use the correct term, but what they've done, and you can blame it on two other Candor and Ebb movie musicals, I suppose, is they've taken out any song that is a quote unquote musical number where someone just bursts into song in the middle of their being, which is what most musicals do. And yeah. sort of famously Cabaret didn't. The movie of Cabaret, it all takes place in a cabaret and the only numbers you see are numbers being performed at the cabaret. And then when Chicago was made into a film, they kind of did the same thing where other than the opening number, All That Jazz, every number that happens is sort of a figment of her imagination. And it's brilliantly done. And I think works really, really well for those. But they've yeah. kind of done the same thing with this movie, that there's no moment at which someone just bursts into song. It all kind of takes place in this, either as he's telling the story of his favorite movie star, which is the Jennifer Lopez character, or there are a couple of moments where it's sort of him, you could say, either hallucinating or having a moment where he's fantasizing of this. And I think that what that is going to do is it's going to make a lot of musical theater people upset with it.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of people that are going to be mad that their favorite numbers have been cut out of it. And on the other hand, it is a rough tale and it is very graphic and very gay, for the lack of a better term. So I think there's a whole side of the demographic that are not going to like it for that reason. And in fact, it's not doing well at the box office. It had a very bad opening weekend. And I guess for me, I hope that it gets seen. Because I love movie musicals and I want them to keep getting made. And even though I don't know if this is the very best version of this we could have gotten, it exists. And I think that the people working in it and on it are doing really great work. I feel like I'm not going to say this lead actor's name right. Tonatio is what I'm going to, I believe what how you say his name. And he plays the lead character of Molina. And he's so good. Like, he's just, like, magnetic and really great at the musical numbers. And I don't know. It's just a movie that I hope gets seen. And I know it's going to be divisive. So I just want to, like, take a minute to kind of talk about it.
Any advertising for it?
Yeah, I don't.
That's part of the problem.
It is part of the problem. I don't think that they've done a great advertising job. And I'm not sure why that is. I know that for a movie musical, it was made for, like, $34 million, which sounds like a lot, but isn't a lot, really, for a movie musical. But it does feel like you have to set aside another amount for publicizing it, which maybe they didn't do.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I know sometimes when things don't test well, they don't put their money
kind of
towards
it. Right. They kind of just put it out there and see what happens.
But we'll see.
So, I don't know.
I'll see it. I love musicals. Obviously, I love them. So.
And then I saw another movie the next day that I'm going to say right up front, I thought was amazing, but I totally get that there are people that are not going to like it. And it's called After the Hunt.
Okay.
It stars Julia Roberts. Ayo Edebiri and Andrew Garfield and Michael Stolberg are the other actors that are in it. And listen,
I want to see that
right off the. It is. I thought it was incredible. Now I've heard many people that thought like, oh, I don't know, it's kind of wishy washy. And here's the thing: it is a movie with no answers. It is a movie that is not going to tell you how to feel. It is not even going to tell you what happened. Like you have to decide for yourself a lot of what your interpretation is going to be. I've been describing it as thorny AF. Like, it is one of those movies that, like, is very tricky. It's about a college student who accuses a professor of sexual assault. And it's sort of a he said, she said, but also, like, what do you do? But it's not, that's the other thing. It's not that person's story. It's the story of Julia Roberts, who is another professor who teaches this student and is best friends with this teacher. And what is your responsibility in that situation? And once again, it does not offer up any easy answers. Every time you think you know something, you go, what? Wait, no, I don't know what's happening. Yeah, it's anyway, I thought it was fascinating. It's getting very mixed reviews, but I want to put out there that I thought it was an incredibly well-made film. And listen, Julia Roberts, when asked to do difficult work, is so good at it.
I know.
I don't think she's asked to give her all as often as I bet she would like and I would like. But when she does it, man, she is really a fascinating actress to watch.
I feel like she makes good choices too, so. In
I think so too. I think she's also reached a point where she's like, she's not going to do everything that's offered her.
Right.
She's kind of like going to do the stuff that she really cares about.
Yeah.
So Anyway, I really enjoyed it. I'll be curious to see, like, as award season goes along, what ends up happening with these films and these performers. I could see them easily both being overlooked, but we'll see as we go along.
Okay.
So there you go.
That's so fun.
I don't suppose you've had any time to see anything or...
No. No, I have not.
Yeah, you've been pretty busy.
Yeah, I'd like to, but no. I will.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's kind of, you know, we've covered things pretty well.
Yeah.
I was going to, I don't know what to do about, and I have nothing to do about it, but this whole government shutdown thing, you know, I just, like, looking into traveling in January, I'm like, should I wait? Should I wait and see if we have airports in January? Like, I don't know. It's just so hard to, like, rely on anything. Oh.
I know. I agree. I mean, I feel like you're lucky if you're just flying one way, or, you know, because you can only be delayed either way. You know what I mean? So it's like,
right. A nonstop kind of thing is your best option for sure.
But I know it's a lot of terror, and just every time you look at the news. And then when I was at the Newark, it was that lady who's the government. I don't know what the fuck she is. Department of Homeland Security. Is on all screens talking, and I'm just like, ew.
Pretty readily assigning blame, I think, to the Democratic Party.
I mean, for the shutdown?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, of course, but takes two to tango, motherfucker.
Right.
And also, they're holding out because we cannot let this horrible, I don't know. I just don't get it. I don't understand how people are like, yay, or is anybody's nervous system relaxed even on the Republican side? Like, I feel like this, at this point, it's not Republican or Democrat. It's just like, do we want an authoritarian society or not? You know, maybe it'll bring people together. I don't know. But it's chilling and it's so nerve-wracking and it's really like... I don't even know how to explain it, but like, it's the thing of like, I feel like I should be doing something, but what am I gonna do besides what I'm doing? You know, I don't know.
Yeah. And hard to know how it ends if, you know, we do have one party that's in control of basically every branch of government. And then we have another party that is saying, well, we have to start fighting back at some point. Like, we have to, because my understanding is the sticking point here is that millions of people are going to lose their health coverage.
Right.
If nothing is done. And I guess the thing that I always go back to, I'm not the one who's thinking of any of this, it's sort of everywhere, is that it is, by and large, the people that voted for this administration that are going to lose their health coverage.
And the guy doesn't care. He doesn't give a shit. And I don't know why they're trying to do that. I'm sure I could research and understand it. But I don't know. I feel like a lot of people are still losing their jobs. I have friends, good friends, close friends who have lost their jobs this last month, you know. I feel like it's a really scary place we're living. I'm just scared.
Yeah.
It's not great for people.
And then I guess the last thing that I would like to talk about, if I may, is another thing that is scary, but is also, I think, a good thing. And that is, I am officially doing a show. I am officially doing a... Yeah. There's a date. You can look it up. It's November 24th. It's the Monday before Thanksgiving.
That's
it's going to be at Don't Tell Mamas in Midtown Manhattan. You can reserve tickets. It's not a large room, but please come if you can, if you're in the city or even nearby. I'm excited and terrified, and I don't have a piano player yet. So if anyone knows anyone.
Get Mike a piano player. Yes.
It's just like three songs that I need someone to play piano for. So, but you know, I need someone help me. So that's happening, and
we'll
excited for it.
We'll put all the information on our social channels so you can look it up there. But I'm very proud of you, Mike, and I'm so happy. I did the poster for him. And...
She did. I mean, I didn't realize that you're a whiz. Like, I didn't realize that you're like a pro at that kind of thing. I watched you work, and I was like, what?
Huh? I've been doing it for a long time, but I'm not like a graphic designer. But I've definitely been playing with it for the last 3 or 4 years. So
it was amazing. I would not have gotten that done. Like what you did, I was like, well, that's done. That's because that's the other thing that I've been saying.
Yeah.
That like the scariest thing about this is that it's not all me. Like I do need, I guess I shouldn't say need, but I would very much like to have someone on piano. Like I could find a way around it if I had to. But then on the other hand, like it is all up to me. Like I had to like book the room and find someone to do, you know, like, I don't have a producer. So even for you to come in and do that thing, I was just like, oh, one thing that I don't have to think about I don't have to worry about.
Well, that kind of thing, anytime you need that, just let me know. I can make you any kind of a graphic-y type situation, poster, flyer.
Amazing.
But yes, go see Mike. I probably won't be able to come, so.
No, I understand. It was a thing, even as I planned it, of like, it's going to be the week of Thanksgiving. Like, but I just had to do it.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm glad. And then the truth is like, you got to rip it off like a Band-Aid. Then it's not going to be so scary. And then you're going to be like, I'm going to do another one right now, like in 2 months.
Yeah, that's the idea, is that I just want to like get myself used to being up on stage again. It's been a while. So
support.
So there you go. Come see me if you're anywhere nearby, please.
Yay.
And that's kind of all.
That's
anything
it.
Random you wanted to talk about or?
Nothing random. I'm just trying to take advantage of like when Halloween's over, I'm going to take advantage of the sales because I've got my theater kids and we're doing all the
nice
costumes and I definitely am spending too much money on them because you know what? I just want it to be a good show. Anyway,
gotcha.
That's my random thing is that I don't know how to budget my own company because I want things to look a certain way.
I gotcha.
What do you
understand? All right. Well, I think we'll be back next week. I don't know. We're approaching the holidays. We're going to try to do
it's
a few more episodes
holidays.
Before we... You can order anything.
Oh, my God. Okay, next week we got to talk about SNL because I did watch SNL.
Okay, cool. We'll have a whole SNL. We'll have a few SNLs to talk about next week.
Yeah. I have questions, all thoughts, right. And sweet. Things I like. Okay. I love you. I love you, Mike. Bye.
I'll see you guys later.
Talk to you later.
Bye. Thanks for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursdays, so make sure you subscribe if you want to be a part of the journey. You can follow us on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores, and me at MikeJensen77. You can also listen to my other podcast, We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, with Elise Castle, wherever you get your podcasts. We will be back. Yeah, and... It was fun to, like, I didn't go into the bar with you. I don't know what point I was going to make. I'm going to cut that out. That was silly. Yeah.